Anyway, he knew he had a fear of heights, but he also knew at 16 years old that he has to go with his tour group to go. And he doesn't want to go, oh, but I have a fear of heights, so I'm going to like stay on the lobby. He didn't want to seem like a bit of a chicken. So he tried to go up with the group. But when he got there, he could just see, not even looking down, but just looking, you know, horizontally out the window, that oh my, you know, like I'm 150 meters, I'm 100 meters up in the sky, and he just sat down on a bench and just tried not to look out the window until the whole group was finished. And then he just ended up telling one of the teachers, I have a fear of heights, and the teacher said, oh cool, just sit here. And it turned out to be absolutely no big deal. None of the kids bugged him about it and nothing. So but it was good of him to try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are your search results there?
It's acrophobia.
Acrophobia.
Yes, okay. An extreme or irrational fear of heights.
And I think agoraphobia is a fear of open spaces, no?
Ah, you might be right.
So go for agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. There's also batophobia, which is fear of heights or being close to high buildings.
What? Close to high buildings?
Yes.
Batophobia. You're afraid they're going to fall on you?
I don't know.
Could you imagine having that phobia and being in downtown New York on September 11th?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. You probably would like move out to Wyoming.
You know what scares me? Well, it doesn't really scare me, but I worry just a little bit about being around tall cranes because every year it seems like in the news that there is a crane accident.
Did you ever see I think it was Spider-Man 3. Did you ever see that movie, Spider-Man 3?
I think so. You know what? I can't keep track of all the Spider-Man movies now. There's just many now.
It was the first series of Spider-Man movies, and there was a big scene where Crane goes wild and starts wrecking out nearby skyscrapers.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Spider-Man 3, but you know what? I can't remember that scene you're talking about now.
Okay, well then obviously it's not a really deep phobia, because if it was a deep phobia, you'd remember it. Because this was a big chunk of the movie, not a big chunk of the movie, it was a big action sequence. And Spider-Man jumps in, saves the girl, and you know, all the stuff that you can predict. But it was a big crane that was going nuts.
Well, I think our imagination plays or induces our biggest fears.
Could be. Also, too, there's the idea that this is, if you know that this is just a movie, it's not going to trigger the same set of psychological responses in you as you would if you saw this three-dimensional crane standing next to you, right?
I think the last movie I saw that I thought was scary was The Grudge.
The Grudge. Oh, that's based on a Japanese one called Junon, right?
Ju-on.
Ju-on?
Ju-on, yes.
Okay, that's it, yeah. I see stuff like that. That's takes me back to the whole idea that I'm afraid of vampires because of vampire movies. If I were to watch the same vampire movies now, I'd be giggling and laughing because they're so dumb. But movies can set you off. And so I had a hard time watching The Ring, either the Japanese version or the Hollywood version, because they were both really well made. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to watch Ju-on, and I didn't want to watch The Grudge.
I haven't seen The Ring, but there aren't many movies that scare me like that. Another good one is The Shining.
That didn't do anything for me at all.
Oh, really?
Not at all.